come to that time where we pause to reflect on those we may have lost this year. So I was driving out to come west of Alpine. You know the familiar sight if you come in from the east. Those rocks and the Twin Peaks and then Paisana Peak. And I had this thought, you know, the mountains aren't any different. The mountains are still here. Why are my parents still here? And we get here, and it's Paisana's that place that just doesn't change, but then there is a change. I asked one of my boys one time, I said, would you go to Paisana if the people weren't there? He said, nah, it's not the same. And I think we all understand that. And sometimes when we lose a few of our folks, it's not quite the same. But I think about the mountains and how they seem to not change, and we know from science they're changing all the time. Nothing's staying the same. But it's a reminder of the nature of God, whose nature does not change at all. And while we are but a vapor, it says in Scripture, God is forever, and a life in Him is a life that is forever. You're here today, may have lost a loved one, and that'll be on the list that we read. And you're here today because you missed that person, and you're also here today because you want to know that your loved one is missed and also they matter. And we're here to say to you as a Paisana family that your loved one mattered to us as well. And we want to slow down and be with you in this, that you came to this place that never doesn't seem to change, but may have changed this past year because a personality was missing. So we share this with you. We share your loss. We share your pain. And want you to know you're not alone. And we're not alone in Christ. And Jesus is even with us in death. Again, Psalm 139 has been quoted this week. Whether we go to the heights of heaven, the depths of Sheol, He's there. And it's an interesting thing. If you study it, I believe that Jesus is with us in death because He experienced it too. And so we don't die alone because He dies with us and we're reborn with Him. And your loved one is in that state right now. James tells us that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And these people were gifts in our lives. And we should slow down and even in our loss and our pain, thank God for the gift that they were. The oft-told story of D.L. Moody reading the morning paper as he did daily, looking and reading the obituary section. He suddenly looked up at his wife and said, one day you will read in the paper that D.L. Moody has died. Don't believe it for a second, because at that moment I'll be more alive than I've ever been. Today, the names of the folks that we read today are more alive than we are and that they've ever been in their lives. As we read the names, if your family, friends, or identify with the loss, please take a moment to stand in their honor and in their memory. Dorothy Jean Campbell. Thank you. Helen Sheldon Gray. Thank you. Cliff Johnston. Betsy Brown. Thank you. Margaret Newell Rain. Thank you. Virginia Rain Grillo. Thank you. James Boatwright. Carlton Thomas. Les Callison, who's the husband of Becky Blades Callison. Thank you. Jim Myrick. Thank you. Hugh Hall. Hugh Hall. Thank you. Kurt Kaiser. Thank you. Otis Word. Thank you all for being here. Teresa Haney Courtney. Wow. Thank you all. Alta Ada Cates Williams. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these lives, for the impact of these lives. Father, we thank you for the lives that were lived out among us, the gift that they were, and the gift that they are through memory and through influence. Father, they've already been committed to your care. They did that when they sealed a relationship with you. And they are with you, and that gives us great comfort. Thank you, Father, for your eternal love and watch care over us here and in the hereafter. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.